Welcome back. It's the Dennis Stuckey Show here on a Monday, the final show before Christmas. So Merry Christmas, everybody, because if I get rushed at the end, I won't remember to say it. Brady's here. Merry Christmas, Brady.
Merry Christmas.
Happy holidays. Festivus. Yes, it's a Festivus miracle that they got us here to the station on a Monday. Pistons coming up at 6:35, so it's a short show. So as your Christmas present, you won't have to talk about the Lions today.
Yay! No, they did well yesterday. They did what they needed to do because Miami won, so now they're at number three. And as long as the Redskins can win next weekend and the Lions just lose to Green Bay, Chase Young.
No, because they'll take the one-legged left-footed punter out of Bemidji Tech Southern Christian.
Chase Young.
How about Dalton Young, and the Port Huron Prowlers, who have won six in a row, Brady Beaton. They went to Danville, big weekend, grabbed 5 points. Friday was an overtime win, but I like this victory because they were down 3-1 on the road, middle of the game, and they came back to tie it up in the third. They got a late goal in the second, tied it up in the third, and then Austin Federley remained red hot because I think it was four games in a row
when he scored
the OT winner on a power play. Nice to see us get a call from somebody on the road. And then on Saturday night, they pick up a 5-3 victory. Corey Simon and Chris Pauling continue to play well, and they continue to get contributions from all over the place. Robo had a good weekend. I know he had the three assists on Saturday. They got another goal from Portillo this weekend.
That's his 10th.
Yeah, we mentioned the Federley goal. Graham had 4 points
in
one of the wins. Dalton Jay scored again.
Zolkanich
scored again. They got help from the defense. Stoya had a big goal in the weekend. When you get contributions from everywhere, this is what happens. You win six in a row.
It is. And you predicted it. Dalton Jay has been scoring. Zach Zolkanich has been scoring. You're getting the same production out of Robo and Graham. And look at it. Six straight wins.
What I never imagined, and it's not to slight these players, because obviously they can do it because they're doing it consistently. I don't think this is a fluke what Portillo's doing, what Federley is doing right now. And David Nippert, a guy who works really hard, and I know you like him. He got a goal. So, a lot of positive things going on for the Prowlers right now.
A lot. And I think a big part of that is you're just starting to see guys who have played with each other for a while. Talk about Portillo and Federley. They've been playing on the same line for how long now, dating back to last season? That means something, especially in a league with a turnover rate like the Fed has. You have Robo and Graham that have been line mates since they've been here. You have Federley and Portillo, like I just mentioned. And the second line, you have, Dalton Jay, I think, is on the second line now with Zach Zolkanich. They've been on the same team now for a while. I think that speaks a lot to why they're having success, is they're cleaning it up because they know who they're playing with, they understand, and they have better chemistry than anyone else in the league.
The other part about this is we're talking about a couple of guys who, for their first several years, they weren't always sure their role, they weren't always sure how much they were going to play, they weren't always sure they were going to play, that they were even going to dress and be in the lineup. Now they know every weekend, wherever the Prowlers go, they're in the lineup. They're getting regular shifts. They're getting power play time. And that does a world of good for a person's confidence. And if you've got a little bit of ability, confidence will get you a long way in sports.
It's a whole believing factor. They know they can compete, and they're learning to win. They know how to win, and they're showing it. Like you said, not having to look, oh, crap, I turned the puck over. Oh, I'm not playing Saturday now. And just go to the bench all worried. Instead of worrying about making mistakes, they're focused on making plays. And I think you're right. That is a big part of it. And then especially, you mentioned it with the goalies, having Chris Paulin and Corey Simon playing as well as they have. Because it's not like Corey Simons is undefeated. But Paulin's been in net for half of this winning streak. So he has just as much to do with it as Simons.
Yeah, and getting the 5 out of 6 points in Danville puts them not quite a 100 percentage points ahead, but almost. They're in the 90s now. I hate the whole percentage point thing. It's 2 points in the standings, but we've played two less games.
Yeah, so we have a higher percentage of points, possible points we've scored, and
that's what it boils down to in the end. And further separation away from Columbus, who have kind of hit a snag. Carolina is Carolina. I don't know what to say about that. Which is again, I was looking at it over the weekend, Brady, and I kind of broke down everybody what they've done so far, and I looked at Menor. They've got 11 wins, Brady. More than half are Battle Creek and Delaware. So yeah. I want to give them credit for being better. But are they really that much better, or are they beating up on the two worst teams here, and they're still not able to compete with all the other teams in the league?
I think they are better because last year that team loses, they dropped two or three of those 11 games. So let's say they won seven of those games or six, whatever. They don't go 6-0 last year. They go 4-2 or 3-3. So, yes, I do think they're better, but, I mean, did Pastuca play? Do you know if he played for Menor this week? Is he still hurt?
I would have to look at that. I don't know for sure, but I can tell you this much that I do know is that they had those two guys scoring like crazy at the start of the year.
Conway.
And they moved who was it?
Moscow. That was in the trade to Columbus for Pastuca.
Yeah.
They also threw Vaughn Clausen, who didn't, wasn't he a Fighting Falcon at one point?
Yeah, he was very, very briefly and didn't last very long because he's a guy that's kind of in the locker room, a little noisy.
Yeah.
Is the way I'll put it. And I know that's a big thing with the Prowlers. He wouldn't fit in with the Prowlers. He's the kind of guy that Joe would run out of town as fast as Bill Warren did. One game in Mentor for Pastuca so far.
So he has played this weekend.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, but again, if Butia or Conway don't score for them, they don't get a goal.
They kind of remind me of the Prowlers last year.
Finally, they had to find another goalie to play some games because Rautabush was playing every minute of every game. And not that the other goaltenders' numbers are bad, Jordan Brandt, but he's just a 500 goalie.
Yeah. Do they remind you of the Prowlers a little bit last year? Maybe not as good, but the top scorers don't score, they're not going to put up a lot of goals.
Yeah, I thought the Prowlers' biggest issue last year was injury, especially injuries to the goaltending. Let's face it, they didn't have any goaltending last year. That's just a solid fact. By the end of the year, though, when you looked at that roster and the lineup that they had with what Robertson and Jay were doing, with what Graham was doing, Zolkanich was having a big year last year, and then towards the end you threw in Drazits when he was healthy, Kilgore when he was healthy. By the end of the season, I thought they had a really solid lineup. But they didn't have the goaltending to match up with Carolina in the playoffs. Because with Carolina, and you've said it before, you got to 100% might not be enough. You got to find 120% the way they've been playing for the last year and a half.
Beat them. You need to bring your A plus. And they played them tough. It was 2-1 goal games essentially.
So now the Prowlers have to go to Mentor for two games this weekend.
Yep.
I keep harping that I don't think Mentor is all that. And now with the Prowlers playing good hockey, I'm very interested to see what this weekend will be like. Two things concern me. The holidays.
Yep.
Players tend to lose their focus.
So that's for both teams.
That's for both teams, but a little easier for Mentor because they're the home team.
Yes.
Whereas the Prowlers, wherever you are on Christmas Day, You've got to be back in a hurry because you got to travel and be someplace on Friday.
Yeah.
And that's always hard to do. And if you go on day of game, so what is it, about 5-6 hours over to Mentor?
Not even three to four.
You get off the bus, though. You've got bus legs. It's kind of hard to get going. So that kind of scares me a little bit. Plus, they've always been hard for us to play against. Anyways, I think we split the first time we went.
Yeah, and the other game
over there
had like 50 four saves.
Yeah, I thought the game that we lost, we really played well.
Yes, is that a franchise record for saves?
So, I mean, there's a lot going on this weekend to where I almost say I'd be happy with a split, but no, I'm greedy. I think we're the better team. I hope we're focused on Friday because that's the one that I'm more nervous about than Saturday's game. But yep. But I'd like why not keep it going? They're going so good right now. It's kind of it's a shame that we have the holidays coming up.
Yeah, and now they're third in the entire league. Only Danbury and Carolina's ahead of them, and we beat Danbury twice. But they are playing a lot better.
Yeah, Danbury's playing a lot better, but I also think again that they're good. They're good, but they're not like this. And Watertown will have another run. They're in a little funk right now. And Elmira really hasn't had their run yet, but they'll have a run.
Yeah.
That's going to be a really tough division. And on our side of things, I think Columbus will bounce back as well. I think they've got some injuries right now.
They do.
Too. And I think they'll be a better team.
Was one of them. I don't mean to put you on the spot again, but did Moscow report to Columbus? I'm assuming he would have. Because you don't make that trade unless,
unless
they both knew there something was up with that guy.
Well, unless he was going to Europe or was getting a call up to another league, and that might have been why, that might have been information that they knew that they right. didn't, which is actually dirty pool. You should tell a team that that's a possibility and give them the opportunity. Just really looking at this real quick, he did not play any games for Columbus.
It is
this
a long move from Ohio to Georgia, so I'll hold off to assume he's not there.
And keep in mind, folks, this guy we're talking about, Parker Moscow, in 32 games in this league between last year and this year, 55 points.
Yeah.
So he's a guy that gets a shot at playing at higher leagues.
Yeah. Yeah, and he's a younger guy too.
Yeah. So he's legit. Good player. He had 27 points in 17 games with Mentor last year, a goal in one game with Elmira, and then this year in 14 games, 27 points with Mentor. So they're not giving up that guy unless they knew something and he was going somewhere. Right. But it might also be a case where Columbus is like, well, if he goes to Europe and he'll come back before the season's right. done. He's already eligible for the playoffs. Mm-hmm. If we've got him at the end of the year, what a big pickup that is going into a postseason series
has been hurt.
Against somebody. So, yeah. So I think both teams might have swindled each other.
Mm-hmm.
But, again, if you're looking at it long term, Columbus is saying, well, Moscow might be back before the end of the year. And right. that gives us a big pickup at the end of the season going into the playoffs. And Mentor might be looking at it of Pastuca's hurt now, but when we need him the second half, we got ourselves a pretty good hockey player.
And he did play one game for him, so.
Yeah. So, very, very interesting to look at what's going around. And I don't want to jinx the Prowlers, but so far so good on that front. Like, last year we got blitzkrieged with injuries, so it's nice to see that that hasn't really been an issue so far this season.
Knock on wood, but yes, you are correct.
Yeah, I'll just knock on my own head here. And do that. All right, final thoughts on Prowlers' past weekend in Danville and what's coming up with Mentor.
Just keep playing how they're playing. They're finding their own rhythm. It's nice to see. It's fun to watch. And they're really starting to figure it out, and it's been a theme with Prowlers teams in the past.
All right, there's Brady Beaton talking Prowlers with us. Once again, the Pistons are coming up next here on WPHM, and we'll be back with another edition of the Dennis Stuckey Show on Thursday. So have yourselves a Merry Christmas, and we'll talk to you then.